السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليه وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى ذريته وعلى من تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness who has sent His messengers to lead humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the light of his path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers and prophets of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the souls of his wives and his descendants, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about la darara wa la dirara fil Islam. No harm to the self or others in Islam. The Holy Quran and the Sunnah prescribe for us to build a good society through building good individuals. And this cannot happen until we do not harm the self of the individual and we do not harm other people in the community, in society, and in the world. So when we see incidents of disruption like murder and suicide, or people practicing harmful practices such as smoking, drinking alcohol, doing drugs, or sexual relations outside marriage, or even doing activities that arouse sexuality. These all are disruptive. These all are harmful. And Islam has come to teach us that those who do them should abstain, repent, ask for forgiveness. So society, so individual first, and society after that would be better off. And we will build the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to lead. Quick background about what's happening in the United States today would give you an idea, actually support for everything the Holy Quran mentioned and the Messenger of Allah, peace be to him, has mentioned. In any single year, tens of thousands are killed. And I want to be specific. In the United States, this year, from January to November, this year, 2019, 36,418 people were killed by gun violence. Among them, 14,044 were killed as homicide, and 22,374 were killed as suicide. From smoking, 480,000 people were killed. I say killed because nicotine kills. We know that. It's not natural death. 480,000, this is close to 500,000 people, died as a result of something related to tobacco. Lung cancer, lip cancer, throat cancer, cardiological diseases, heart, and other complications. From alcoholic beverage consumption, 88,000 people died from January to November. Abortions. In 2016, there were 623,471 abortions. Most of them as a result of sexuality outside of marriage, and people don't want to keep it and they abort. And finally, 20 million cases of sexually transmitted diseases every year, attacking young men and young women who are the future of society between 15 and 24 years old. Let's see how the Holy Quran has addressed these issues. So these are just statistics here, real among us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 32, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. Don't kill the innocent human soul unless it is right. There is a reason. That's against murder. Then society should take every measure possible to stop murders. A simple measure is taking guns from being available to everyone. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, verse 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Don't kill yourselves. Allah is merciful upon you. Why do people kill themselves? They have a crisis they cannot resolve. And the statistics I gave you about murder and about suicide, the best evidence that the Holy Quran is there to benefit society and if people follow it. And concerning the big sins like sexuality outside marriage, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6 of the Holy Quran, verse 151, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Don't come close to the biggest sins like adultery or fornication, any illicit sexual activity, whether it is shown to people or it is hidden. We have a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to limit this great privilege actually from God that would cause us to continue as a species, to regulate it, put it in the right context. And bluntly, Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't approach, come close to adultery. And in English, adultery means among married people. In Arabic, there is one word, do not seek for any sexual activity outside marriage, whether premarital or extramarital. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 195, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't cause your own self-destruction with your own hands. How is that? This is self-inflicted injuries, self-inflicted harm. Like what? Like I mentioned earlier, like smoking, like drinking alcohol, like doing drugs. This is self-inflicted harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't do that to yourselves. And bluntly, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 of the Holy Quran, verses 90 to 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who have believed, indeed, intoxicants, gambling, sacrificing stone altars to other deity than Allah, divinity, are all abomination, avoid them. Bluntly, my point about alcoholic beverage, drinks, gambling in particular, what's in our society. Why is that? In verse 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it to us. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر. الشيطان only wants to cause between you animosity and hatred through intoxicants and through gambling. Some people may say, I'm not harming anybody by gambling. or by drinking. Well, these two cause people to hate each other, to fight. When a person is drunk, he or she doesn't know what they do. They may commit the severest of kind of abominations or bad things, bad deeds. And harm in general is prohibited in Islam. We learned this from Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, verse 58. Allah, praise to Him, says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And those who harm believing men and believing women for something other than what they have earned have certainly borne upon themselves a slander and manifest sin. So harming at large, any kind of harming each other, is prohibited. Then somebody may say, I'm not committing adultery. But if he or she is facilitating it, it's also a sin by any other way. Surah An-Nur, chapter 24 of the Holy Quran, and verse 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread or publicized among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah knows and you do not know. So it's not enough, I don't smoke, but if I sin it, I'm harming other people. It's not enough, I drink, but I take it to other people. Then I'm harming them. And the same way, if people do not commit adultery or sexual activity outside marriage, it's not enough. You should not facilitate it. You should not make it easy on others to do. And from al-hadith, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ضرر ولا ضرار وفي ذلك تحريم للضرر الواقع على الآخرين سواء استفاد منه فاعله أي ضرر بقصد أم لم يستفد أي الضرار وهو الإضرار بغير قصد المنفعة. This principle that you should not cause harm to yourself and you should not cause harm to others, whether willingly you know you are causing it or unwillingly, whether you benefit from causing it to others, like selling, for example, selling the prohibited product. You are not using it, but selling it, you are benefiting from it. It's a sin. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المنبر فنادى بصوت عال أو رفيع فقال لا تؤذوا, حديث طويل, لا تؤذوا المسلمين. This is a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. He said, one day the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, ascended to the minbar and spoke in an agitated voice, high voice. And he said, it's a long hadith, but for brevity purposes, he said, don't harm Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us see our path so we do the right thing to protect ourselves and our families from sin and from bad products, and not to facilitate it to others. He is close, ask him for forgiveness and repentance. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين So what if we are touched with these principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger is talking about? Number one, we should abstain. The first step, abstain from inflicting harm on self. And of course, inflicting harm on others. Stop. The first thing. If you are gambling, you should stop gambling. You're drinking, you stop drinking. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. If you have been delaying that, don't delay it. Don't delay it a second. You don't know when you are going to go. You don't know. You have full capacity of your mind now, this moment. If you don't repent right now and stop the wrongdoing, inflicting harm on self and others by a variety of means, gambling, drinking, smoking, seeking sexuality outside marriage or facilitating it, if you don't stop it, do you have any guarantee that you will walk home alive? No one is guaranteed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that if we repent, He would accept repentance. If we ask for forgiveness, He will forgive. He just gave us one exception, except the shirk, taking partner with him. Anything else with sincere repentance, he accepted. He would forgive you. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم روى عن الله سبحانه وتعالى في حديث قدسي. This is Abu Huraira, the venerated companion who narrated so many ahadith. May Allah be pleased with him. He narrated a hadith qudsi. Qudsi hadith is the one that the Prophet narrates about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, Allah said. So it's stronger, the strongest type of hadith. He said, this is Allah saying, من تقرب مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا. Whoever seeks to be closer to me with a shibr. Shibr is like this in Arabic. This length. This is the meaning of shibr. Maybe 10 inches. Whoever tries to be closer to me 10 inches, I'll be close to him or her an arm. More. So you come to me a little bit, I come to you more. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ مِنِّي ذِرَاعًا. And whoever is trying to be close to me at arm length, تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا, I'll be close to him with two arms. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي. And whoever comes to me walking, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً, I'll come to him running. Your God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you attempt to go him walking to him, he will come to you running. He loves it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to repent, enable us to leave the pride aside and ask for forgiveness. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'awati ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad' lana fi hadha al-yawm al-'azim dhanban illa ghafartahu ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واعتدلوا وعملوا الصفوف written the line complete them it's a sunnah. الله أكبر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام.